Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Sean Hannity.
All right, we've been waiting 36 minutes, and he's now stepping up to the podium, the Attorney General, for the first time addressing the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Let's take it from the top.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Mr. Attorney General, the former president said this
FBI agents.
Thank you all for your questions, but as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
All right, there it is, the Attorney General basically saying nothing except that, in fact, that he personally approved of the search warrant on President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. We would prefer less intrusive means, and then gets very animated when he talks about the attacks on the men and women, dedicated patriotic citizens that safeguard our civil rights. Yeah, I'll agree that that's most of them. What about the people in the FBI and the Department of Justice? I was sitting there thinking, what about those people that used Hillary Clinton's dirty Russian dossier as a means to lie to a FISA court so they can ruin Carter Page's life so that they can also similarly spy on a presidential candidate and a president, and not a single person is held accountable? Because he did talk about, you know, equal justice under the law and the presumption of innocence, and he gave all the platitudes that you would expect, and adherence to the rule of law. The warrant was issued for probable cause, but he didn't mention what the probable cause is. And now they filed a motion to have the search warrant and what documents they had taken, released. If they prefer less means like this, for example, we prefer less intrusive means of achieving, you know, the goal of whatever the desired documents are. Why didn't they do that in Peter Navarro's case, who will join us today? For a misdemeanor, they could have arrested him. He lives right across the street from the FBI. But they decided to embarrass him in an airport and put him in leg shackles and handcuffs and perp walk him out of the airport. They could have just gone to his home next door or asked for a misdemeanor that he just surrender, which is the normal course of business. Or the same with Paul Manafort and Political Prisoners, his new book. Boy, that's an appropriate title. Or the same with Roger Stone. Why is that? Why is it? And I'm sitting here thinking about this. And, you know, they talked about the case of the president and a warrant and property, et cetera, and probable cause. The FBI has had Hunter Biden's laptop for 2 years. We know what's on the laptop. We know that there are crimes and evidence of crimes on the laptop. And Hunter Biden earlier today just got on an airplane with Joey to go hang out in Kiowa Island in South Carolina at the beach for the week. Are you going to raid the Kiowa home and go after the Biden family? Because also we know in that laptop, the president is proven to be a liar when he repeatedly said he had no discussions ever whatsoever with Hunter Biden about his foreign business dealings. We now have evidence of at least 14 contacts, direct contacts with Hunter Biden's foreign business partners. We know there's talk and chatter, Tony, and witnesses, Tony Bobulinski being one of them. The talk about the big guy getting his share of the monies, you know, the leveraging of a $1 billion taxpayer dollars. You know, in exchange for firing a prosecutor, giving Ukraine 6 hours, and the prosecutor that was investigating his son being paid millions, who admits on Good Morning America he had no experience in energy, oil, gas, or Ukraine. Why was he being paid millions? Why? Why did he get $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch with no apparent experience? Is that, by the way, should we not investigate whether or not Joe Biden and the Biden family syndicate is compromised by Russia? Therefore, while closing down the Keystone XL pipeline, you give a waiver to a hostile actor, Vladimir Putin, so he can build another pipeline himself? Why would you do that? Doesn't make sense, does it? At a time when China is showing nothing but hostility towards our ally Taiwan, threatening the president on a phone call, threatening to shoot down a plane with the Speaker of the House in it, flying fighter jets all over Taiwan airspace, at a time when they are most responsible for unfair trade practices, intellectual property theft, Joe Biden rewards them with what, $1 million in petroleum reserves for this country when we're paying more for gas than we ever paid before? Does any of this make sense? You know, all of this, you know, we've gotten to a point where we don't have equal justice under the law. We don't have equal application of our laws. And he can speak all the platitudes he wants, but the evidence speaks for itself. The Department of Justice and the FBI used a phony Russian dossier of one presidential candidate to destroy another presidential candidate and to lie to a FISA court not once, twice, three times, but four times. Imagine if any of you, equal justice under the law, right, Merrick? Equal application of our laws, right, Mr. Garland? And how is it that if I lied to a judge, I wouldn't expect the same treatment? Or if you talk about the importance of archives and records, nobody seemed to care about the 30,000 documents that Barack Obama had is in Chicago. Nobody's even gone to ask for them. Or in the case of Hillary Clinton, the deleted 33,000 emails, a server that our own government acknowledges servers that were hacked, likely by foreign entities, and missing 33,000 emails, many of them happen to be classified. Why do you think she deleted them? And then why do you think devices that they might have appeared on were destroyed with hammers? And why was bleach bit used on the servers and the computers? And why were SIM cards removed? Did she get a raid in Chappaqua? No, she didn't. You see what we've got here? This is where now the rubber meets the road, because they can tell us all they want that we don't have a dual justice system, that we have equal justice under the law. They can say it, but nobody believes it anymore. They have earned the distrust of the American people because of their behavior, especially towards Donald Trump, and the fact that Director Wray, who was number one task going in as the director, should have been to clean up that mess. Eliminate those bad apples and hold those bad apples accountable. And he never did it. The fact that he has had Hunter Biden's laptop for 2 years and hasn't lifted a finger, it speaks volumes about a dual justice system. If your name is Clinton and your name is Biden, you're going to get one justice system. If your name is Trump, you're getting another justice system. And this is where the American people, that this is why the Bureau's reputation has been shattered. I've been pro-law enforcement my whole life. I have no faith in the upper echelon of the FBI or the Department of Justice anymore. It has been utterly destroyed because of what they have done. Because of their behavior and because they don't hold people responsible accountable. You know, even the raid on the president's home, it should shock the conscience of every American. A gross abuse of power. Wall Street Journal said it's dangerous. Merrick Garland is taking the U.S. down a perilous path. You have all these agents showing up. I'm not blaming the rank and file. They probably had no idea why they were even there. Under the pretext of what? The Presidential Records Act and the National Archives. And now we found out that in June of this year, that those very people were invited to Mar-a-Lago, that they viewed the boxes in question, the materials in question, and they asked the president to padlock the room, and the president complied and said that you can have access to any of this anytime you want. Then they dig into a safe, which apparently had nothing in it. But who knows what's going to happen? Then they asked, turn off your security cameras. Thank God they didn't turn them off. Now the FBI is in a panic. The Department of Justice is in a panic. The lawyers that they talked about, the lawyers weren't allowed to go in with them. Why not? Why not be transparent? What do you think? You have two female lawyers. Do you think they were going to cause trouble? Why not let them observe that everything is being done in a proper and diligent way? It's unbelievable. The judge magistrate, we'll give you more information on him today, will not give you confidence in the justice system. Love this line. Applying the law evenly without fear or favor is going to be under my watch. That's just a crock by Merrick Garland. So the judge in this case, he mentioned that he personally had authorized this raid and that the search warrant was authorized by a federal judge, federal court upon the required finding of probable cause, which he didn't mention. Now, the judge magistrate, not approved by Congress, for example, the same guy, by the way, that was a huge Obama donor, the same guy that represented Jeffrey Epstein's buddies that were all tied up with him and posted hatred for Donald Trump on his Facebook, promoting the statement that Donald Trump doesn't have the moral stature to kiss John Lewis's feet. Moral stature from the guy that defended Jeffrey Epstein's accomplices. Great. And then the former judge had previously recused himself during a suit between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Now, if he recused himself the first time, why was it not a recusal situation this time, based on his public comments basically admitting hatred for Donald Trump? You know, he cited concerns he couldn't be impartial in the case. The guy's name is Bruce Reinhart. He filed the recusal document on June 22nd, a few weeks after presiding over the start of a civil litigation. And the statute that the magistrate cited for recusal states in part that a judge shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might be reasonably be questioned. That would be the case here. Reinhart's order did not specify the conflict or source for his concern for recusal, but it says a lot. You know, the judge, by the way, who approved the search warrant, orders the Biden DOJ to come clean. According to justthenews.com, Bruce Reinhart now saying that the response is under seal. It's necessary to avoid disclosing matters already under seal. In that event, the government shall have to file, which they apparently did.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
25 to the top of the hour, Joe Biden booed by Trump supporters arriving in South Carolina, expected to stay in Kiowa Island for at least 7 days with members of his family. We the people will not be divided. America first. That was one side. Sleepy Joe, another. The big guy was another. Worst president ever, another. Thanks for record inflation is another. Global instability, another sign. Empowering cartels and so many more crises. And some displayed signs on their front lawns. Let's go, Brandon. Or F. Joe Biden. South Carolina, this is kind of the genteel South. And of course, tomorrow at 9 a.m., they will be debating the Inflation Increasing Act, the Destroy the Middle Class of America Act. Let me go back to Merrick Garland. I'm not going to spend all day. So he gets very animated at this one point. Let me address the unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women at the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. And every day they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so with great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I'm honored to work alongside them. I believe that's true of most FBI agents, just like most police officers, most law enforcement. But the distrust with the DOJ and the FBI regarding all things Donald Trump has been earned, Mr. Garland. You've earned it. And the way you have acted this week without any information to the American public, just reinforces the understanding of the American people that you can't be fair and have not been fair. Your history speaks for itself. It speaks loudly and it speaks clearly. Because your FBI, Department of Justice, we now know, you know, they were willing to abuse power, the most corrupt example of it, and use a dirty Russian dossier to destroy Donald Trump. And you kept up the lie for 3 years and you tried to destroy the man, and nobody's been held accountable. The people that used the dirty Russian Hillary paid for dossier, they were not held accountable. This is before a presidential election. The FBI top echelon was warned not to use it by Bruce Orr in 2016. They used it anyway. Andrew McCabe admitted that without the dossier, there wouldn't have been a FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page and give them a backdoor into the Trump campaign and Trump transition team and Trump presidency. You've never come clean. You and Director Ray have never held the people that lied to a FISA court judge 4 separate times, even after Christopher Steele denounced his own dossier, even after the source for Christopher Steele, the subsource, acknowledged none of it was true. You still kept filing phony affidavits with the dirty dossier as the bulk of information to obtain the warrant to spy on Donald Trump. And you're sitting there all outraged about the professionalism. Yes, I used to say 99%. I'm down to 95. But at the top levels of you, you have shown an unwillingness to clean up this absolute hatred that members, the insurance policy, for example, you have an insurance policy to make sure these are the top people in the FBI that Donald Trump was never elected president in 2016. And we have all of that information available. And you could have held them accountable if you really mean what you say, that you believe in this integrity and that you believe that these public servants, you know, don't show any favoritism whatsoever and that justice should be blind. Then you also have a couple of other questions to answer. Why wasn't Hillary Clinton's home raided? Hunter Biden's in Kiowa Island, South Carolina, just got off Air Force One with his daddy, Joe, the president, the big guy. And yet on the laptop, you've got evidence of Hunter smoking crack cocaine. That would be illegal in America. With hookers, maybe even transported across state lines. I don't know. You've got all the emails that show that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were being paid massive amounts of money without any experience from foreign countries, enemy countries, hostile countries. And Joe, as president, showed them great favoritism. You have Joe himself implicating himself on tape. The quid pro quo. You won't get the billion unless you fire the prosecutor. And this is why most Americans say, we don't believe you. Now, I'm not saying that the rank and file FBI are involved in this in any way, shape, matter, or form. They don't. They take orders. And maybe some people would argue, well, they ought not to, you know, listen to, they probably don't know. They're just doing what they're told. They're not being told the background. You're there to get this, this, and this. That's your job today. They're not given any of the background, any of the reasons, none whatsoever. That would be the people at the top. Those are the people that abused power the last time. Those are the people that are never held accountable. You know, we have reports out, by the way. By the way, Donald Trump has shattered all fundraising records after Biden's FBI raid. Now we're finding out some of the inventory that they took out in these from Mar-a-Lago. Let's see. Oh, a cocktail napkin, a phone list, charts, slide decks, letters, memos, maps, talking points, a birthday dinner menu, schedules, and much more. I mean, cocktail napkins, letters, memos. This is the, we have, Red State has the details of all of the, these are all the things that they took. How is it that Hillary Clinton got away with deleting 33,000 emails with classified information on it that even your own FBI director at the time, James Comey, admitted they found evidence of crimes and you didn't do anything? Why would Americans believe that?
If you look at the FBI and their history, this raid on Mar-a-Lago, unprecedented. The attack on Donald Trump's tax returns, unprecedented. The civil investigation into the Trump Organization, it was one of the main lead points that the Attorney General of New York made while running for office, to go after one man and one family. That's justice in America today? Crossfire Hurricane is okay with you? Peter Strzok's insurance policy is okay with you? Mueller's investigation that came up with nothing is okay with you, based on a phony disinformation dossier from Hillary Clinton so she'd draw attention away from her email scandal? Then, of course, the Ukrainian phone call. Listen, you're not going to be like your predecessors and abuse U.S. taxpayer dollars, are you? That's a quid pro quo? And then the lead person that is making this claim is a hearsay whistleblower, not even a real whistleblower. There's only one fact witness in that entire impeachment. That one fact witness under questioning was told, or told the committee, told Congress, well, what did you talk to the president about? He said he didn't want a quid pro quo. Just the opposite. Everybody else was an opinion witness. Everybody else, nobody else was a fact witness or a hearsay witness. You know, all of this, everything they've tried and nothing has worked. You know, Dan Henninger in the Wall Street Journal, consider the current spectacle the U.S. is presenting to our foreign adversaries. Well, number one, we've got a president that probably doesn't know that today is Thursday. Let's start there. A president that doesn't remember 5 seconds ago shaking Chuck Schumer's hand. A guy that shakes hands with dead air. A guy that can barely utter and string two or three sentences together. No former president was disliked by so many. None. None had their home invaded by a squad of FBI agents. This should not happen in the U.S. Unless you think there was something so powerful there that was a danger to our security, you should be telling us about it. Now we're also learning that the judge orders the DOJ to respond to requests to make the warrant public. So that's what that probably was the one piece of information that Merrick Garland was putting out today. Eric Trump has gone on record and has now said that the security cameras at Mar-a-Lago captured the FBI acting improperly, according to one report out today. According to a new account, Eric Trump revealed the FBI agents refused to hand over the search warrant for the property raid, as well as going into parts of the property that they should not have been in. The FBI would not give the president's attorney a copy of the warrant, but showed it to her from 10 feet away. Well, that would contradict what Merrick Garland has to say. I can't wait to get a hold of the videotapes, and let's show the American people the videotapes. Let's look at what happened. You know, we now know that Donald Trump met with the archives people back in June, that the archives people requested a padlock to be put in a room that had some of the boxes that came from the White House. And the president complied and also offered them access anytime they wanted it. It shows that equal justice under the law and equal application of our laws does not exist here in this country. Because if it did, Hunter Biden's home would have been raided. If it did, Hillary Clinton's home would have been raided. If it did, those people that lied to FISA court judges would have been charged. They would have had pre-dawn raids, guns drawn, dark of night, with CNN cameras to boot. They would have had that happen. And if Director Wray had cared at all about this institution, he would have cleaned it up and not tolerated people that acted in such a way that took the reputation of one of the greatest law enforcement agencies in the entire world and now put it into tatters. He didn't lift a finger to clean up the FBI. It's these are unprecedented times we're living in. You see what's happening here. You know, how do you trust institutionally? How do you trust an organization that has shown nothing but from the people at the top? I'm being very specific here, but a total complete disdain and political motivations and a willingness to use power at a level that this country's never seen before and not be held accountable. Albany Times Union, Judicial Watch request release of Mar-a-Lago search warrant. Good. Merrick Garland said they'll do that. This is a rare moment of honesty. When the Washington Post actually deleted a tweet accusing Merrick Garland of politicizing the DOJ, they deleted that tweet. You talk about corruption. How do you not look at Hunter Biden's business dealings with Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, China, his conversations with people of Mexico, elsewhere? How do you look at Joe Biden's comments that he never had a discussion with his son Hunter about his foreign business dealings, but we've got pictures with Hunter, Joe, and his foreign business partners. And we have records of at least 14, maybe as many as 17 examples where Joe Biden met with Hunter's business partners. How do you not pay attention to the whistleblower, Tony Bobulinski, who said that he sat in meetings where they specifically discussed business dealings with China? Do you not see the possibility, especially considering Hunter's behavior, that the whole family could be compromised, knowing these countries probably have a dossier on Hunter and Joe and the entire Biden family syndicate? You got to be kidding me. There's something that's going to have to give here in terms of bringing integrity and respect. You know, there were two people in my family that made it to the FBI, and they were deity. They were revered in my family. One has passed away and one is alive. Got a note from my relative last night. And I literally, when I wrote back, I said, I hate having to go after the FBI because I've all my life such reverence for the FBI. And such reverence for law enforcement. There are 95% of these guys, they're exactly what Merrick Garland said. It's the 5%, the ones that they refused to go after, the ones they let off the hook, the ones that abused power, the ones that were corrupt, that were never held accountable. They're the ones that have shattered the public's belief in the FBI. It's their fault because the FBI has now been weaponized in the modern political era. And my cousin, my relative writes me back, thank you. I said, thank you. What? Thank you for telling the truth. He stays in contact with current FBI and former FBI people every day. He says, we all see it and it's killing all of us. Because they dedicated their lives to this agency. And they see what it's now become. Victor Davis Hanson, column, FBI, rest in peace. How sad is that? How dangerous is that? 800-941-SHAWN is our number. When we come back, the Florida Attorney General will get her take on what happened down at Mar-a-Lago and Merrick Garland's comments. Peter Navarro will talk about his arrest at the airport. They went in there, they grabbed everything they could. It was all a pretext. Anyway, we'll check in with Peter Navarro and the Florida Attorney General next.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.